Two quarterbacks, it usually means that you don't have one. Ken O'Keefe pretty much said that today in Iowa City in no uncertain terms. Do the Hawkeyes have a question mark at quarterback this spring? TB show on the way.
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Yes. Yes. Is this heaven?
You're from freaking Iowa.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
All right, Alex Kuhn, I made a very subtle change to the open, to the show, and I want to ask you, did you notice it?
I did not.
Okay, there's different...
I've failed already.
Well, some would say, listening to the last 2 days of the program, so have I.
Well, here we are on day three, so there's that.
Different bed music. But if you didn't notice it, then I know that you didn't appreciate it.
Now that you mention it, I did notice a little bit of different music. I didn't notice anything structurally different about what was on the intro.
It's still as mediocre as this show. An open that fits the show could not possibly fit this show more. That was the opening, the first couple 30 seconds or so of Love Stinks by the Jay Giles Band, in reference to Jay Giles passing away. We lost, in a matter of 24 hours, Jay Giles and Charlie Murphy, which makes me wonder which celebrity will die next to close the circle, because these things come in threes. And up until a couple weeks ago, my money would have been on Judd Hirsch, but apparently he's got a new TV show that's on CBS. He's 82 years old and he's still working. Judd Hirsch. Good show coming up for you today. Don't take my word for it. Listen until 7 o'clock and judge for yourself. We're going to be talking a little bit about the NFL draft with Dane Brugler from, among other entities, CBS Sports. That's coming up at the bottom of this hour, and then at the bottom of hour number two, 5:30 today, one of the many men who was in Iowa City to listen to Ken O'Keefe and Kelton Copeland this afternoon, Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register, is going to hop on the air with us. Also, Chad, an undrafted free agent last week in the APC's recurring guest draft, but as you speculated last night, he may not be aware of that, and we're not going to bring that up to him today.
This is the second time we've brought it up, which is just tempting somebody to tweet at him.
No one tweets, right? You guys don't do that anymore. You can tweet us individually at Todd Brommelkamp and at Alex Kuhn 523. The 523 is still on the Alex Kuhn Twitter handle.
For now.
For now.
We're in beta testing mode with everything.
For now.
And that doesn't exclude my social media handles either. There's a chance that there could be some changes.
What about at Radio Kuhn?
I wonder if that's taken.
Why don't you do a little research?
Investigation Kuhn.
Kyle Mann, our associate producer on the other side of the glass. We like to call that the penalty box, Kyle. Not that you did anything to deserve being back there, but I always look at this. I've 5-6 years now I've sat here, and all I can think of is it reminds me of the glass at a hockey game. Is it available or unavailable?
It's unavailable. Radio Kuhn. No spaces.
Okay, I'm going to need the story here.
So this appears
to be... What does it say
be,
on the account? Is there another Kuhn working in radio?
So it's at Radio Kuhn, and the name is just Kuhn. All capital letters, K-U-H-N. Not Kuhn.
Okay.
But Kuhn. And it says that in his bio, his name is Bennett Kuhn. He is apparently from Philly, Brooklyn, and the world.
Huh? Everybody has their price. I believe Ted DiBiase once said that. I would reach out to that gentleman. And thank you to the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line for pointing out to me something that I did know, and that's the fact that Charlie Murphy actually closed the circle of celebrity death, because we also lost Dorothy Mengering yesterday, at the age of 95, better known to the world as Dave's mom.
That's right.
David Letterman's mother passed away.
KGYM Kuhn says 1955.
KGYM Kuhn.
You know, that's not a bad idea. I'm open to some suggestions.
I like 5-2-3 because then the world knows that your birthday is May 23rd, and it just allows people to possibly give you some gifts.
And I brought up Investigation Coon. I think that Investigation Man would be as interesting.
But the segment, the idea for that started with you.
That's
and
true.
And it was basically a ripoff of Just John Reports from our friends at Z102.9.
Can we do a ripoff of a ripoff?
This is very incestuous here. I don't know whether I like this idea now or not. It didn't really dawn on me that we were stealing something from somebody already in the building.
Well, he does official reports. I really don't. I just sort of get called in. I would get called in from the penalty box and give my 2 cents about what I found. And now it's just kind of, it seems obsolete at this point.
You can give your 2 cents as well on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. We've got a poll question available for you today as well at kgymradio.com. Who winds up winning the starting quarterback job in Iowa City this fall? Will it be Nathan Stanley or will it be Tyler Wiegers? Emil's Hideaway is located on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Ken O'Keefe, who's back in Iowa City and happy that Poncheros is still around, loves the fact that there's a Dunkin' Donuts on the Coralville Strip now, which, by the way, my idea didn't really take off earlier today on Twitter, but when we had the Poncheros drop at the news conference today, I think Iowa is missing an opportunity where they could insert the burrito lift into the news conference. So you're sitting there and you're listening to Kirk Ferentz, and in between questions 3 and 4, all of a sudden it's time for the burrito lift. And all of us in the room...
I'll give you credit because I think John Bonenkamp also tweeted that, but his tweet came about an hour after yours did.
Well,
John Bonenkamp
just...
of the Burlington Hawkeye also said something to that effect.
I'm going to have to order Investigation Coon on this one. I know he mentioned that there was a burrito reference today at the news conference. This to me is fascinating because it's every 2 or 3 years you get this type of discussion involving Iowa football. But there is a real question mark right now as to the number one position for any football team is the quarterback, correct?
That's correct.
And now, this reminds me, in high school, we used to have a teacher whose name was Mr. Cedaroth, who I adored greatly, and he was toward the tail end of his teaching career. And at that point, you could bring up something completely unrelated to the day's lesson, and he would meander off, and he would spend the entire 50, 60-minute period talking about whatever subject that you brought up. And one of his favorite subjects was the position most important to throwing a football game from the perspective of a gambler. And that was not the quarterback, but the center, because the center touches the ball on every offensive play. And we would get a 45, 50-minute lecture on how important the center was to throwing a football game.
That would be pretty obvious, though.
Supposed to be discussing the Ottoman Empire or something like that. Global cultures, I believe, was the class that he taught at that point. And maybe there's a little Mr. Cedaroth in me because I tend to... Is it Billy from the Family Circus? Who's the kid? And he draws the route all over the neighborhood and he moves all over the place. Maybe that's me and how I approach the show, but it's kind of the way that I go about life. Something pops into my head here. Ken O'Keefe made the joke... made the comment when we talked with him at Carver Hawkeye Arena after his hiring was announced that he had seen all 12 of Nathan Stanley's throws on tape. And you've got two quarterbacks here who one's a mystery and one's a riddle. And you don't know, we don't know anything about either one of these guys, really. And then you throw in the other names that are on the depth chart, which at this point, O'Keefe says today, look, there may not be separation between Wiegers and Stanley, but there's separation between 1 and 2 and 3 on down the depth chart. So it's going to be one of these two guys. And it's got to be a little bit of an uncomfortable feeling, I would think, for a lot of Hawkeye fans to be in this situation again where you know that you're going into a season and you're sort of you're flying blind because you don't know what you've got at quarterback. And they had an open practice last week in West Des Moines, and they're going to have an open practice next Friday at Kinnick Stadium, which I understand may be more like an actual spring game instead of an open practice. And I think this is sort of danger Will Robinson territory here, because whatever happens next Friday is going to be the lasting impression that a lot of fans take with both of these quarterbacks. And then after next Friday, you're done for the summer, and you don't see these guys again until Wyoming in September, the first game on Iowa's schedule. I get an uneasy feeling about this whole thing.
I just relax. Not to you. Just there is a new offensive system that is being implemented in Iowa City. And from what Ken O'Keefe says, it's a little bit different than what this offense looked like when he was here 5 years ago. And with the new system, Tyler Wiegers and Nathan Stanley go back to, and I guess it's not completely new. Brian Ferentz has been there, but a lot of the verbiage has changed. I think at this point they are trying to install the very basic offense packages. The only place they're refined offensively is the offensive line. Everywhere else, there's question marks. There are question marks at the wide receiver position, at the backup running back position, and at the quarterback position. So at this point in the spring, I think that, yes, there is some competition. I still think that Nathan Stanley has the upper hand when it comes to the fall. I just can't see there being a situation in the non-conference where they have two quarterbacks playing. When you get to the spring game, it'll tell us a little bit more, but still not a whole heck of a lot about where this offense is. It's going to spill over into the fall, but Todd, you bring up the point about this. We're not allowed into practice.
Thank God, which I say all the time, thank God we don't have to go to football practice, because it would make this job and those who cover the team absolutely even more miserable than most of us are, because you would have to be at practice every day, because you'd need 14 people to tweet every time a third string defensive back rolled his ankle. And it would just, they have that at Nebraska. They have it at a couple other places in the Big Ten where practices are open. And then you're covering a college team with the vigor of an NFL team, and I don't think that does anybody any good, but continue on.
No, for the fans right now, it kind of feels like driving through fog. You can only see about a foot in front of you. You don't know what's out there. You're blinded to what is happening with this team. You don't know who has the upper hand, and the coaches aren't tipping one way or another. And I'll talk about this next week before the spring game. But you're not going to be able to take a whole heck of a lot from that either. So at this point, it seems like either relax or you're going to drive yourself crazy speculating for the next 4 months.
While we're talking football, I found this interesting today. Athlon has released its list of the top 25 toughest schedules for 2017. And there is a Big Ten team at the top of the list. And no, it's not Iowa. We talked about Iowa's schedule yesterday, and I still think that there is fruit on that tree, and it's going to come up again. And I know there were fans yesterday that were extremely disappointed in the Middle Tennessee announcement, and then there were some fans out there that said, who cares, as long as they get their 8 or 9 wins. That's the whole point, which is the beauty of sports, because it allows people to discuss everything. Maryland has, according to Athlon Sports, the toughest schedule in the country. They open their season at Texas and then have a meat grinder of a Big Ten schedule because they are in the East, so they play Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State. A couple other Big Ten teams on the list. The Wolverines check in at number 3. And then you've got at number 8, Ohio State, number 9, Penn State. So four Big Ten teams appearing in the top 25 of Athlon's toughest schedules next year. There is some Big Ten basketball news today to get to as well, and fairly interesting. Miles Bridges apparently wants to return to Michigan State, and Tom Izzo and everybody advising him is telling him, you're a projected lottery pick. Don't come back to school.
I saw that as well. And I think that's interesting in the sense that it's somewhat common to think that everybody can benefit by coming back to college and getting coached another year and playing that type of competition and developing. But I don't really hear a lot of people talking about the fact that some guys kind of get, I'm not going to say get hurt by the college game, but they don't need that extra year. And I'm not an NBA expert at all, but Miles Bridges, if Tom Izzo is telling him, hey, you know what, I would love to have you back, but you probably need to go to the NBA, he must be ready.
3530 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line predicts that in a Cinderella story, Randy Reiners will be granted one more year of eligibility and win the starting quarterback job. I'd like to buy the movie rights to that. I really would. David in North Liberty says, I don't care who wins the starting quarterback job, but if it's not Stanley, then boy did the coaches waste his year last year.
That's true, but I don't think they foresaw a coaching change at offensive coordinator. I don't know, because they wanted to get Stanley, and Kirk Ferentz has said this, they wanted to get him off of scout team because they wanted him running the offense, and when you're on scout team, you're taught to throw the ball up into coverage because you want to test your defense, and when you're on the second team, you're getting coached as you're getting the game plan every week, you're watching film, you're studying as if you were going to play, and he did a little bit. But I think everybody goes back to square one when there is a coaching change, especially philosophy-wise at offensive coordinator. So if this goes into the fall, deep into the fall, and there are still no sign as to who the quarterback is going to be, then it's time to panic. But the spring, I still contend, doesn't tell us a lot.
Colonels played a day game today at Kane County. We'll tell you the results coming up on your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update, which is just minutes away. Dane Brugler from CBSSports.com with us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the NFL draft. Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register in hour number two, plus your calls and texts at 319-366-1600. Do not let that man in the penalty box steal a paycheck today. I want you to put Kyle Mann to work. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hass. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free experience with the friendliest people around and our best price up front.
On over 100 sale-priced used cars that come with 3 months, 3,000 miles comprehensive warranty and payments as low as $119 a month with zero down or up to $6,000 off MSRP on new Fusion and Escapes. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have a lower monthly payment than you have now.
Experience the way car buying should be at Deary Ford, Iowa City, or online at DearyFord.com.
Dugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey. Simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
Had I had more time today, we would have had some Charlie Murphy rejoins, because I look back on his appearances on the Chappelle Show, and
Some of the best.
Man, was he funny? And all I could think of today was, what did the five fingers say to the face? And that GIF is available, and I've used it at least once today. But it's always sad when somebody passes away. Let's take a look at what's going on today. We got the 6 o'clock showdown today, too. You'll notice that we've given that a little bit of a facelift with a new intro. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. On the line tonight in hour number 3, we'll have a pair of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the Kane County Cougars next Friday night, April 21st. If you're not going to Iowa's open practice, maybe baseball is more your forte. It happens to be a Z102.9 Mug Club night. $6 gets you the reusable mug and your first beer, and then your refills are $3 moving forward, and that includes subsequent Friday evening games all throughout the 2017 season. You just need to remember, as I very seldom do, to bring the mug back with you to the next Friday game.
Although, like I said, selfishly, it's going to make it a lot harder on us, but I will still make it out there. It will just be a little bit late, like an hour.
Ryan from Walford on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, going back to the Iowa quarterback situation, says, I don't think it matters who opens up game one as the starter. I don't think it'll take much adversity before we see the backup. Starting the Big Ten slate, I think they will have it set. It's one way to approach things. It doesn't matter. Sort of like Fran McCaffrey puts a basketball lineup together. It really doesn't matter who starts. Nicholas Bear wasn't a starter, but he may as well have been, and he contributed like one. So starter in title only, but we'll see. What I envision here is next Friday, one of these guys looks really good. The other one has an off night, and then whoever has the off night is going to get named the starter in late August, and people are going to have a meltdown. Speaking of meltdowns, Midwest One Bank might have one if we don't squeeze in a big board update for you. I'm just kidding. They're very laid back. Good people at Midwest One. Iowa announced yesterday that its 2017 Outback Bowl trip yielded a surplus of over $6,000. Total expenses from the trip to Tampa tallied just north of $1.5 million, the largest expense coming from lodging and meals. Iowa also announced yesterday its official attendance figures from the 2016 season showed an increase of 6,000 fans per home game. That helped the Hawkeyes rank 20th nationally in attendance. Four of Iowa's seven games at Kinnick Stadium a year ago were sellouts. Incoming Iowa State basketball guard Lindell Wigginton is now a five-star player. According to Rivals.com, the recruiting site lists Wigginton as the 23rd best prospect in the entire country. Wigginton was an All-American, according to Max Preps, this season. The Cedar Rapids Colonels took on the Kane County Cougars today at Northwestern Medical Field in Geneva, Illinois. How about this? Two in a row for the Colonels as they come back to Veterans Memorial Stadium. They beat the Cougars today 4-1 behind home runs from Mitchell Cranson and Jalen Davis. Colonels back home tomorrow to take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And the Iowa baseball team picked up its 20th win of the season Tuesday night in a 4-1 victory over Western Illinois at Duane Banks Field. Iowa will head west to Lincoln for a weekend Big Ten series against Darren Erstad and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. So congratulations going out to Rick Heller. 20 wins early on in the season. They also keep that midweek victory streak alive.
That, I remember a couple of years ago they had a little bit of trouble with the midweek games, but it's usually playing some of the backups during the midweek, but they keep that streak alive. Is there a legitimate quarterback competition going on in Iowa City right now?
Of course, a legitimate quarterback. Yes, there is.
Is Nathan Stanley the starting quarterback week one?
I don't know because I'm not in practice, and I didn't get to even go to West Des Moines last week to see the open practice, which is really what sort of got the ball rolling on this, because I don't think anybody that covers the team expected to see Tyler Wiegers get as much work with the ones as he did, and then that leads to some questions, and then all of a sudden you've got Kirk Ferentz saying, yeah, it's kind of open at this point, and he says that every year about every position is being open, but Ken O'Keefe today says they're neck and neck. That's an exact quote from him. And that the only separation right now is between number 2 and number 3. on the depth chart. But as far as a legit, I don't think this is a smokescreen or anything by that. I think Iowa's trying to figure out who best serves its football team moving forward. And the problem is, I don't think you've got, if you don't have a clear-cut answer when a senior like C.J. Beathard graduates, to me that's a little bit of a red flag, because by now you would think that you've got the guy and you've anointed him and you at least think that there's a leader in the clubhouse, because they've had a couple years. They knew when Beathard was going to be done, and they're taking it down to the wire here, apparently, as are we. We'll talk NFL draft with Dane Brugler from CBSSports.com, the Cleveland Browns with the number one pick in the draft this year.
Spring is in the air, which means it's shoulder season at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino. Join us for a chance to shake the rust off your game at the year's very best prices. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino is now open, and you'll save a bundle with shoulder season rates now through April 27th. Check out overnight stay and play packages and book your tee time online at bluetopridge.com or by calling 319-648-0044. Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino, Iowa's premier casino and golf destination, just south of Iowa City.
If you're thinking about selling your home, now is the time to think about getting that sold sign planted out front ASAP. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about those sold signs. You see, each spring he buys a bunch of them because he plants them in people's yards. Doug has a nice shiny sold sign for your yard, and he plants them faster than a John Deere plants corn in the spring. Time is money, and Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Planting season is almost here.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi at this hour. As the NBA wraps up the regular season tonight, LeBron James will not be in the Cavaliers lineup versus the Raptors because of a strained calf. Kyrie Irving, dealing with soreness in his surgically repaired knee, probably won't play. Cavs clinch the one seed in the East with a win and a Celtics loss to the Bucks. Boston clinches the top seed for the first time in 9 years with a victory or loss by Cleveland. One day after locking up the fifth seed in the East, the Hawks are sitting Dwight Howard, Paul Millsap, Ken Bazemore, Dennis Schroeder, and Tim Hardaway Jr. versus the Pacers. 7 Eastern ESPN Radio, 8 Eastern on ESPN. Indiana clinches a playoff spot with a win or a Bulls loss or a Heat loss. Nets opting to rest Brook Lopez, Trevor Booker, Jeremy Lin, Joe Harris, and Sean Kilpatrick against the Bulls. Chicago clinches a playoff spot with a win or a Heat loss to the Wizards. Miami needs some help to get in with a win and a loss by either the Bulls or Pacers. NHL, the Penguins welcome back all-star center Evgeny Malkin for tonight's playoff opener versus the Blue Jackets. He missed the last 3-plus weeks of the regular season because of an upper body injury.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
All right, guys, step up your game and save at GNC. Make sure you're up to every test. Testosterone levels impact nearly every part of men's lives, and T levels decline as men age. Testosterone support begins here. Find new and exclusive testosterone products you can only get at GNC and innovations from top brands like Nugenix, Ultimate Testosterone, and Cellucor P6 Extreme. We're talking enhanced drive and increased vitality. With GNC, you don't have to wait to maximize your potential. Sale ends May 3rd. Change begins here. Hashtag one new GNC.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited. If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina. My car needs an oil change.
We do have 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Synthetic for $29.99.
That's a great price, right?
It's a pretty good deal.
Sounds good.
It will protect your car in all seasons.
Hey, you know your stuff. Why do British singers lose their accent when they sing?
I'm sorry?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Now get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Mobil 1 High Mileage Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Filter for just $29.99. See store for details. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Firestone Complete Auto Care near you.
Joining us now on the program, Dane Brugler, draft analyst for CBS Sports. It's a busy time of year. We appreciate him taking a little bit of time out of his schedule to talk with us. And it seems as if there's some interesting news today atop the draft board. So let's dive right in, Dane. And a couple weeks ago, it looked like Myles Garrett was a surefire number one overall selection. But now there seems to be a little indecision at the top of the draft board. What's going on?
You know, I think it's just the time of the year. You know, here we are. It's mid-April. We're a few weeks from the draft. This happens every year where we hear the gossip, the rumors, different teams are floating, different information. It's all posturing. You know, I think all the rumors that we hear, maybe 5% end up being true, and I don't think this is one of them. It would be a very big shock if Myles Garrett does not go number one overall to the Cleveland Browns. Now, it's the Browns, and they have a front office that does things a little differently, and we know they need a quarterback badly. So if they feel a quarterback is in this class that can be the guy that, you know, lead them to competing for the division and playoffs, then, okay, that should be the pick. But I'm not convinced that they see that guy. Myles Garrett is clear-cut top position player in this draft, and he plays a position of high importance at pass rusher. So Myles Garrett to me will be the pick. And then I think Mitchell Trubisky, he'll end up going somewhere top 10. So the Browns, if they want, they pick number 12, could trade back into the top 10 to try and get him if they want.
With Mitch Trubisky in your latest two-round mock draft at CBS Sports, you've got the Bears taking him number 3 overall. They spent a lot of money on Mike Glennon this offseason. Do you really think that they would pull the trigger on Trubisky?
Well, they did give Mike Glennon a $45 million deal, but only $18.5 million of that is guaranteed. It really comes down to basically a one-year deal if that's what they want to do. So I think Mike Glennon, you know, he's not a proven commodity, and I think he might turn out to be just an expensive bridge quarterback. And you look at the Bears situation, they have a head coach who obviously wants to win now, and they have a front office that wants to win now, but the front office is always looking towards the future as well. So Mike Glennon in this, the quarterback situation there at number 3 overall, gives them the best of both worlds. They have Mike Glennon, who's ready to step in from day one this year and help them win football games. But then they also have a plan for the future with Mitchell Trubisky. Now, if Mike Glennon ends up leading them to the playoffs and be a productive pro, well, that's not the worst problem to have. You have a trade chip in Trubisky or whatever quarterback they go. But I think most would agree Mike Glennon is maybe at best an average starter, probably a good chance he's a little bit below that. And after a year, maybe a year and a half, 2 years, whatever it is, whenever Trubisky is ready, he's able to take over as a starting quarterback. So I think the Mike Glennon signing should have absolutely zero effect on whether or not the Bears draft a quarterback at number 3.
Dane, let's stick with possibilities for the Chicago Bears at number 3. The other possibility that has been talked about a lot is defensive end Jonathan Allen out of Alabama. And for a while, it was really clear-cut that he's going to be the number 3 overall pick. And all of a sudden, Solomon Thomas is kind of rising up the draft boards. You have Jonathan Allen going 7, assuming that Mitchell Trubisky goes 3rd. Is there a chance we see Jonathan Allen slide a little bit, or is it just kind of Solomon Thomas's rise up into the top 3?
I think it just comes down to preference. I think once you get past Garrett at 1, there are 4, 5, 6 prospects that are on a similar tier in terms of impact and, you know, how teams view them. You have the safeties, the Jamal Adams and Malik Hooker. You have the Ohio State corner, Marshawn Lattimore, and then Jonathan Allen and Solomon Thomas. So I think any of those five players, it could be the possible selection at number three if they don't go quarterback. You can make a case for each one. I think they're on a similar just kind of plane in terms of talent, in terms of how teams view them. So I don't necessarily see it as Jonathan Allen falling as it is just trying to figure out where these players are going to fall in those top 6 to 7 picks. You know, someone has to go 6 or 7 out of that group, and I think it could very well be Jonathan Allen just as much as it could be Thomas, depending on how these teams like one player over the other. I mean, last year, Joey Bosa, we up until the draft and up until the pick was made, we had no idea he was going third overall to the Chargers. They did a great job of kind of keeping that close to the vest. And the Bears could be doing something similar at number three. Only the Bears know at this point who's going to go at number three.
CBS Sports NFL draft analyst Dane Brugler joining us today on the program. Among the first round picks that you've mocked out at CBS Sports, which player do you think is the most intriguing selection?
Well, it comes down to the quarterbacks. That's what we're all trying to figure out. I think Trubisky at three is obviously something that I know I'm going a little bit against the grain about what most people think right now, but that's based on what I'm hearing. And then, okay, where do these next quarterbacks land? You have teams like the Jets at 6, Buffalo at 10, Cleveland at 12, Arizona at 13, all in search of a quarterback. I think there's a good chance we see these quarterbacks maybe slip to the end of the first round, and then at the end of the first round, I think that's where we're going to see some teams jockeying for position to make sure that they get the quarterback they want. We've seen teams like the Giants, the Chiefs, I think the Saints picking at 32, the Texans at 25. They're doing their due diligence on this quarterback class, and I think that we also factor in the teams picking in the early second round, the Browns at 33, the 49ers, the Bears. All those teams picking in the early second, possibility of them trading up into that late first to make sure they get their quarterback, they get that fifth-year option. And so I think that's also very much in play. So there's so many moving parts with these quarterbacks in terms of how many going to go in the top 10, what's the order they're going to come off the board. It reminds me a lot of the 2014 class when, up until the draft, we had no idea Blake Bortles was going to go 3 to Jacksonville. That was a surprise pick. And then we had to wait until the end of the first round where we saw a team trade up a few picks to make sure they get Johnny Manziel. The Browns did that. And then we saw a team trade up in the late first to get that fifth-year option, make sure they got their guy, Teddy Bridgewater, Minnesota Vikings. And then we saw one of those quarterbacks go to the early second round with Derek Carr and the Raiders, and he has ended up to be the best quarterback out of that group up to this point. So the quarterbacks are always the story of the draft, and I don't think it'll be any different this year.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you've got Patrick Mahomes out of Texas Tech going in the first round of the Giants. You really think that he'll go that high?
Should he go that high? I don't think so. But I do think he will just because of quarterback desperation around this league is rampant. And with Pat Mahomes, he has everything you want from a physical standpoint, the arm talent, the size, the mobility. He's a lot of fun to watch, but when you study him, very little of what he did at Texas Tech, it translates to the next level. And so he's going to face a big jump in competition, and then also what he's just asked to do at the pro level, everything from taking snaps under center to huddling and making sure he gets the play call correctly to his teammates in the huddle, and then reading coverages. He was at his best in college outside of structure when he had a chance to improvise and use his talent to his advantage. And that's muscle memory. That's not something that's easily you just kind of get out of that and all of a sudden you can teach mechanics. So I have a lot of questions about Pat Mahomes, but I think there's a very, very good chance, based on what I'm hearing, that he ends up in the first round.
And in your latest mock draft, you have Deshaun Watson falling to the Chiefs at 27, and there are a lot of Chiefs fans in the area that if they see that, their ears are going to perk up a little bit. Do you think he could fall that far? And what are your question marks? Because he's been such a hotly debated prospect. What are your question marks for the national champion moving into the next level?
Deshaun Watson, he's a tough evaluation because obviously the resume's there, the winning intangibles, it's all there. And I think if it was up to coaches, if coaches were making this selection, we'd see Deshaun Watson go a lot higher. But when you talk to scouts and the guys that study the tape, in the NFL, you have to win from the pocket. And that's not something that Deshaun Watson does consistently as a downfield thrower. Accuracy, decision making, it's a little off from inside the pocket. He tends to drop his eyes, escape before pressure gets there. So there's a lot of questions with Watson. If he does fall that far, I think the Chiefs, it'd be a great get for them. I think that's a perfect setup for him to go to be paired with Andy Reid. And John Dorsey, the general manager, he was in Green Bay when few thought Aaron Rodgers would fall to the late first round, and the Packers were there just waiting, scooped him up. And it could be a similar situation here where Deshaun Watson not really expected to fall that far, but the Chiefs could be waiting there. And if he does fall that far, they could scoop him up. And the Chiefs, they haven't drafted a first-round quarterback since, what, 83? So it's been a long time coming for them to maybe take a splash in that first-round quarterback pool.
I think that was Todd Blackledge out of Penn State, and I don't think it worked out too well for the Chiefs. NFL draft analyst Dane Brugler joining us here on the program. Who, in your opinion, is the first player out of the Big Ten selected this year?
It comes down to Ohio State and whether or not it's going to be the safety of the cornerback, Malik Hooker or Marshawn Lattimore. For me personally, Malik Hooker is, I think they're two franchise-changing players in this draft, Myles Garrett, and I think Malik Hooker could be another one. What he brings to the field, on the deep half of the field, his range, his ball skills, his instincts, they just don't make him very often like Malik Hooker, and he has a chance to impact the game in a huge way in coverage, and I think he'll get better in run support. So, we don't usually see safeties go that high, but I don't see any reason why Malik Hooker shouldn't go that high with the way he can impact the game. So I think it just comes down to does a team want to go for the safety or they want to go for the corner? Both have a few injury questions. Marshawn Lattimore had hamstring issues in the past. Malik Hooker hasn't been able to work out this pre-draft process because of two surgeries that he had in January. So both come with their question marks, especially with the durability. Both really were just one-year starters at Ohio State, but the talent's off the charts. And I think they both end up somewhere in the top six picks.
Dane, there were a lot of mock drafts during the season that had Desmond King in the first round range. We've seen him fall a little bit as far as mock drafts go. As the draft gets closer, is he still going to be the first Iowa Hawkeye selected? And where did you grade Desmond out at?
I do think he will be the first Iowa player off the board. He graded as a second round safety for me. He's not the fastest guy. He's in the mid 4.5s range. He could probably stay at corner in the right scheme, but I think with his physicality, just the way he approaches run support, and then, of course, he has the ball skills and the athleticism in space, I think he would be an impact safety from day one. He's experienced at corner. You can line him up over the slot receiver, play him in nickel. He doesn't have to come off the field. So there's a lot to like about Desmond King. I don't think we'll see him go in the first round, probably not even in the top 50, but I think in that late second round, early third round, we could see him come off the board. And depending on who drafts him, he might be viewed as a corner, could be viewed as a safety. Either way, Desmond King's not a player I'm betting against.
It might be the best $9.99 you spend if you're a fan of the NFL draft. Dane Brugler's got an NFL draft guide available at myfootballnews.com. What's the draft look like for you, Dane? I mean, is this all work and no play, or do you allow yourself a few moments to just sit back and enjoy the fruits of your labor?
I enjoy the entire year. It's something that I love, the evaluation process. So it doesn't matter if it's in the summer and I'm previewing the next year, or I'm in season, looking at these guys, the pre-draft process with the All-Star games, the combine, or just sitting down and watching game film. I really do enjoy it all. This might be the time that I dislike the most, because there's just so many rumors, and I feel like we're talking about the same things. It's time for the draft to be here, and we can finally talk about who's going where, how that projects forward for that team and that player. So I'm looking forward to April 27th. We can actually talk about these guys with the team that's going to invest in them.
You and me both. Dane, we appreciate you taking time to join us here in Eastern Iowa today.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Now, I know Mark Dukes was probably sitting out in his back patio with the grill fired up and the radio on, listening to that segment. And I heard Mark earlier today in the office, Mark, the co-host, along with Scott Unash for the Gym Class, which is on every day from 3 until 4 leading into this program. And they've got Colonel's tickets to give away all weekend, or all week, I should say. But Mark definitely came across Dane's two-round mock draft, and he, being a Bears fan, let's just say that his reaction to the thought of taking Mitch Trubisky out of North Carolina.
Incredulous?
Incredulous, to say the least.
He was not happy about it.
But Dane's point is very good in the fact that the NFL contracts, the money's not guaranteed, all of it. So this is essentially, it could be a one-year bridge, and if they wanted to take a quarterback. The other thing that I took away from that is the phrase about a quarterback desperate. Teams
every
that
year
are quarterback desperate. And so what you see is a guy who probably is a second-round or third-round talent, maybe, if he was a corner, but he plays quarterback, and all of a sudden a team with the third overall pick in the draft or 12th pick in the draft is going to pop a guy because they're desperate for a quarterback.
Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Blake Bortles. It happens every year.
And then you have other teams like the Patriots that sit back, and Jimmy Garoppolo's there in the second round, and Tom Brady's available to you in the sixth round. And I understand it because how important the position is. But at the same time, you look and you see so many teams year in and year out burned by taking quarterbacks so high in the draft, but you don't want to be the team that misses out on the one guy that does actually hit. So you continue to buy lottery tickets.
See, that's an interesting point, and I saw a take on this, and I have to say I forget who it was, but it was an NFL draft expert wondering why teams with two first-round picks never take two quarterbacks. Because as you just mentioned, the quarterback position itself is a lottery ticket. You're going to get one. For every one that hits, you're going to get one that misses. So if you take two in the first round, you probably found at least one that hits, and depending on the year, of course. But if the second one misses, he's your backup, and you can probably flip him as well. So it just, in this day and age, with a dearth of quarterback talent across the board, it's interesting that no one analytically has gone to that strategy.
1260 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line says, Trubisky equals mobile Matt Barkley with slightly better deep ball. Can't think of a better text to leave on than that one. We've got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way and more after this.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
You know, we had an adult Easter egg hunt on the lawn of the radio station.
You got all the good stuff.
Today. And I'm going to tell you about it coming up after the top of the hour. Oh, no problem.
I'm just a little bitter.
Nothing was ruined there at all. I think there are a lot of people in the office that are bitter over the fact that my laziness was rewarded and their efforts at getting sort of pseudo-exercise backfired badly.
You went quality over quantity.
No, I was just lazy. But sometimes, and parents, if you have children in the car, maybe this would be a time for earmuffs, as they say in old school. Sometimes it pays to be lazy. Not with Midwest One Bank Big Board updates. You have no idea how much work these are. I slave over them every day. Iowa announced yesterday that its 2017 Outback Bowl trip yielded a surplus of over $6,000 to the athletic department. Total expenses for the trip to Tampa tallied just north of $1.5 million. Remember, the Big Ten kicks in to help teams cover those costs. The largest expense coming from lodging and meals. Iowa yesterday also trumpeted the fact that the attendance figures for the 2016 season showed an increase of 6,000 fans per home game. That helped Iowa rank 20th nationally in attendance. Four of Iowa's seven games at Kinnick Stadium a year ago were sellouts. Incoming Iowa State basketball guard Lindell Wigginton is now a five-star player, according to Rivals.com. The recruiting site lists him as the 23rd best prospect in the entire nation. Wigginton also an All-American, according to Max Preps. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and Kane County Cougars closed out their three-game series at Northwestern Medical Field today with the second of two day games. The Colonels wound up winning 4-1, home runs in that game by Mitchell Cranson and Jalen Davis. They're back home tomorrow night to take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And the Iowa baseball team got its 20th victory of the season Tuesday night. They beat Western Illinois 4-1 at Duane Banks Field. Drake Robeson picked up the win in relief. He worked three scoreless innings. Austin Guzzo and Mason McCoy had two hits each for the Hawkeyes. They are in action this weekend on the road in Lincoln, where they'll take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register is set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Today is National Licorice Day.
Are you a black licorice fan or any kind of licorice fan?
I am not. As a matter of fact, if you ask them what flavor licorice is, just generic plain licorice, some people will tell you, well, that's the black licorice. I think licorice, I think of either cherry or strawberry, and that's the way that it should be. The same thing goes for the black jelly beans.
I was going to say, is that why the black jelly beans are sorted away from your container?
I am slowly but surely working my way through a 4-pound container of Jelly Belly jelly beans purchased at...
I was wondering where you got that from.
If you listen to the program, you know that I have an affinity for Costco. And I am picking out the black jelly beans and I'm setting them aside. And they're going to go to somebody in the building here who appreciates them. It wasn't jelly beans inside those eggs that we picked up on the front lawn of the station earlier today. We'll tell you what was inside them and more after this. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is next.
Dugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink.